Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019, and this is episode 249 of The Big Show. As ever, I very much appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much for listening each and every time. And I think we've got a really cool show for you today. This is a topic that's getting a lot of play these days. And I want to start just by addressing the elephant in the room, the title of the episode. You know, we decided to call this one, In Digital, Is Google Your Enemy? And in journalism, there's this idea called Betteridge's Law that states any question asked in a headline can always be answered no. So I want to get that out of the way right up front. Now, I want to be fair. Betteridge says the law is not real, like Murphy's Law. It's not a real law. Like, it's not like some people sat down and talked this out and said, yeah, this is the way it works. It was more just an observation on his point. And the reason I'm telling you the answer right up front is no, is because Google's not really your enemy. They're also not really the good guy in the story, right? They're not the white hat. And I don't mean that in an SEO sense here. I mean that more in the sense of, are they your best friend? You know, could you call them a frenemy? Maybe, but I don't love that term. What they really are is a gatekeeper. What they really are is a toll collector. And that has its pros and it has its cons. And some days the cons way outweigh the pros. And some days, those pros are really, really beneficial. So they're not your enemy, but they are something you have to be really conscious about and you have to be really careful about. So I wanted to dive in and talk about this a little bit and how you might want to think about it as you go forward. So let's start with the fact that there are all kinds of gatekeepers out there, and they often provide tremendous benefits to you. I mean, let's think about it. One of the huge advantages of gatekeepers is they provide access to new markets. They give you opportunities to reach new markets. You know, how many of you have received traffic or leads or sales from a market where you haven't had much of a presence, but now can reach those folks because they have ways to find you? A client I work with recently closed a major deal with Tesla because a Tesla engineer happened to find a product that this company makes online through Google search. And this turned into a really lucrative deal for the company. They've been very successful, very pleased with it, and is something that simply would not have occurred if their content didn't exist out there and if they didn't turn up in a Google search. And this is a company that's a smart engineering company, smart sales company. They've been very successful over the years, but it had never occurred to them to make a call on Tesla because they didn't know that this product they made would have any application in the automotive market, and especially in automotive for electric cars and self-driving cars. Now, maybe they would have found it down the road, but they short-circuited that process. We see the same thing with companies like Expedia or Booking.com in travel, where, you know, you're not necessarily going to create a Japanese language website if you're a hotel in the middle of America. You're not necessarily going to create one in Brazilian Portuguese, but they can help you reach customers who you may not have reached otherwise. And these types of reach undoubtedly have value. So that's a good thing, right? I mean, that's all fantastic. You know, and Google's not alone on this one. Google is not unique in this regard. You will run into this kind of situation anytime there's a dominant player, a single dominant player, maybe two, in any given market. You know, we see the same thing that we see with Google in e-commerce with Amazon. We see the same thing in travel with Booking.com and Expedia, obviously an example where there are two players. We see the same thing in social with Facebook. The point is that once there's a single choke point, a single gatekeeper, a single toll booth, that player has enormous ability to control the dialogue, to introduce higher costs to your business, to get in between you and your customer. And in the long run, that's never really a good thing. It's a circumstance where someone else really owns the customer. And that's not where you want to be. You want to be in a place where the customer knows you directly. It's okay if you pay these folks. It's okay if you use these folks to reach a customer the first time. But if you're using them again and again and again to reach the same customer, that's where you're setting yourself up for some real problems down the road, some real challenges down the road. So when you think about this, it's a fair question of what can you do about it? Well, the first is I'd approach Google or any significant gatekeeper the way that a male black widow spider approaches a potential mate, right? You know there's going to be upsides, but there's plenty of risks too. You know, like I've said in our episode about digital is like gravity, you know, when you invent the ship, you invent the shipwreck, you invite these people in, there's a possibility you could end up in some real trouble down the road. It doesn't mean you don't work with them. It doesn't mean you don't partner with them. Because let's be fair, the male black widow spider really does want to mate from time to time, right? It's really important to go find these partners and go work with them. You also want to go in with eyes wide open and be very cautious in the ways that you work with them, in the kinds of information and data that you willingly give over to them. Because you have to know that's always going to be the data and information that they're going to use to their advantage in the long run. But it doesn't mean you can't work with them. You just have to be smart about it. The next thing you have to do, and I've talked about this many times about customer experience is queen, in the longer term, you need to make yourself a destination. I just said this a moment ago, but if you pay for traffic that comes from one of these gatekeepers once, if you pay for business and revenue that comes from one of these gatekeepers once, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. If they're helping you reach somebody you've never reached before, go for it. That's phenomenal. If you're paying them repeatedly, and by paying them, I mean, you know, any kind of paid media, any kind of promotion, any kind of data you're giving up, etc., you're essentially paying for that business. So if you're doing it every time with the same customers, that's where you're making a mistake. And the way you stop doing that is by becoming a destination yourself. You become a place that people will seek out the next time they want to purchase your product or your service. And the way you do that is by providing people a great customer experience, by gathering the data that you need to communicate with them directly, whether it's their email address or whether it's their phone number or whether it's their physical mailing address. This is what I mean when I say customer experience is queen and data is the crown jewels. If people have a great customer experience, they will come back to you directly the next time. They will search for your brand name instead of just searching for some generic name. Even better, they will tell their friends and their family and their fans and followers about it on social so they can help you extend your reach. I've talked before about the hidden sales force and how you can get customers to tell a story on your behalf to reach more people and do it in a way that doesn't cost you money. That's what great customer experience gets you. And then, data is the crown jewels, you collect the data around who these people are so you can reach out to them again and again and again in an appropriate fashion, in a useful way, in a helpful way, so that they remember, oh yeah, those are the people I loved working with. Let me work with them again. So Google's not your enemy. They're also not your very best friend. And neither is Facebook, and neither is Amazon, and neither is Expedia, and neither is Booking.com. If you're in any of those industries, if you're in any of those verticals, they're simply black widow spiders who you want to connect with. And you want to remember that content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. So in a way that you can work with them in an appropriate way, take advantage of the benefits that they bring to you and do it in a way that you don't end up dead. So Google is not your enemy, not really. What they are is a gatekeeper. And what you want to do is find ways to get those gates out of the way between you and your customer. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 249. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single episode. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you can provide a positive rating or review while you're there, I would very much appreciate that. That's so helpful to us. It's kind of how you show customer experience is queen here on Thinks Out Loud, too. I'd also like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, increase your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. You can find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And, of course, you can email me. Just send your emails to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for listening. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I'm going to look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, be well, be safe, and as ever, take care, everybody.